The other issue I wanted to bring up is there's been reports that foreign farmers are bringing in fruits and vegetables labeled as organic that are not organic. And in Florida, we're working on protecting a fruit and vegetable industry that is really struggling under low wages coming through areas like Mexico and Central America. So it's a twofold question. What do you think we can do to assist in making sure organic means just that, particularly from foreign commodities? And what do you think we could do within the NAFTA confines to trigger higher wages under the existing provisions of NAFTA in Mexico and other areas?
Regarding the organic issue, certainly that's become a valuable brand as we see the growth from consumers wanting more of that. The way the oversight works in that from USDA is we authorize or legitimize the certifiers, many times state agencies, to go out and make sure this the principles and the processes and the programs of that define organic are being carried out. As you might imagine, that's not a 24/7 type inspection. It works much like the Environmental Protection Agency authorizes state EPDs to work in that regard as well. So that's a challenge. I think our goal is to have better education of these authorizing certifiers and to maybe do some auditing out here and not only of the certifiers but on the ground as well. To do that, we want to jealously guard the legitimate, and I think there's some legitimate concern regarding cheaters coming into the country with organic labels that aren't following organic processes. So it's a very important responsibility of USDA. We have to leverage that because there's no way for USDA to have enough inspectors on the ground everywhere to certify organics. But in working with our authorized certifiers and we'll just try to do a better job in making sure those people who are violating the rules are not allowed to do that, continue to do that.
And then on the wage disparity through NAFTA in Mexico and then also in other trade treaties in Central and South America, how could we help make sure that our agricultural products and fruits and vegetables can be competitive under existing provisions?
Certainly, I think our vegetable and our produce section of agriculture and your people in South Florida and the growth in Florida have maybe been the ones that have not benefited as much from NAFTA as the rice or the grain producers or even dairy in that way. It's a real challenge, but most of the challenge comes from the countercyclical culture of growth. I mean, they're lower in the hemisphere than we are and can grow things different seasonally in that way. But we've got to make sure that the safety of those products is just what we insist on in our American producers as well. And as regarding NAFTA and the negotiations, my hope and my advocacy will be that we don't go backward in that, but to see that's one of the areas where I think we probably can improve our position vis-a-vis Mexico with regarding fruits and vegetables.